Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. Back in May of 2017, I offered a program on how the senses change with age. The obvious topics included vision and hearing, as well as taste, touch, and smell. And although our voice or speech is not officially a sense, its relationship to hearing is critical. Today's program will focus on how and why one's voice might change with age, how to deal with such changes, and a brief tutorial on how our voices actually work. Articles include, from verywellhealth.com, three articles by Sharon Basaraba, including What You Should Know About Presbyphonia and the Aging Voice, updated May 2018, Five Ways Our Voice Changes as We Age, updated January 2019, and How to Sound Younger as You Age, updated October 9th, 2018. From the Cleveland Clinic's Wellness Tips, Voice Changes, What Can They Tell You as You Age, September 2017, and from the University of Iowa Voice Academy, Three Parts of Speech and Nature versus Nurture. Starting with the Cleveland Clinic, Voice Changes, What Can They Tell You as You Age? As you age, you may notice changes such as weakening of the voice. Well, what's behind these vocal shifts and what do they say about your health? Voice Center Director Claudio Milstein, PhD, weakening of the voice later in life may point to health issues as well. So it makes sense to listen to your changing voice and report any concerns to your doctor. Your voice later in life. Unlike puberty, when everyone's voice changes with aging are not universal, said Dr. Milstein. There are two main reasons your voice may change with age. One, an aging voice box. The most common cause of a voice change later in life is aging of the voice box and the respiratory system that powers the voice. Aging may bring a loss of flexibility. The joints of the larynx may thin and its cartilage may calcify further. The vocal cords may lose flexibility and elasticity and dry out. Sometimes the muscles of the larynx can atrophy, becoming thinner and weaker. Your ribs may become more calcified and your torso may shrink. Your lungs may become smaller, stiffer, and less pliable. All of these changes may weaken the voice, Dr. Milstein says. Second, a decline in overall health status. Sometimes a voice change can herald a developing medical problem. For example, chronic fatigue and neurological problems can cause a shaking or tremor in the voice. The voice can also change if cancer, a polyp, or paralysis affect your vocal cords. Rejuvenating the voice. A diminishing voice sometimes leads to a less active social life, Dr. Milstein says. If it's difficult for others to hear and understand you, you may not want to sing in church, volunteer, or go out with friends, he says. When you become more socially isolated, your quality of life drops. This can lead to depression and affect overall health. But that doesn't have to happen. If you're having voice issues, it's wise to be evaluated by a voice specialist, a laryngologist, or a speech pathologist with expertise in voice. We'll examine your vocal cords to determine the problem, he says, and thanks to modern science and technology, many treatments can make your voice sound better. They include voice therapy, daily voice exercises to strengthen voice production, vocal cord microsurgery, a treatment for vocal cord lesions such as polyps or cysts, voice injections, injections to plump up the vocal cords, and voice implants to stabilize the vocal cords. Once we rejuvenate the voice, communication and quality of life improve. We find that patients socialize more and participate in more activities, said Dr. Milstein. What you should know about presbyphonia and the aging voice. As you get older, you may notice changes in your voice. Some older adults begin to feel like they can't speak up as well as they once could, or notice that the pitch of their voice has gotten higher or lower over time. Here's what you should know about the causes and treatments for age-related voice changes called presbyphonia. Definition. Presbyphonia is a term used to describe changes associated with the aging voice, and while many older adults are able to preserve the voice they've always had, singing and speaking well into their 80s and beyond, problems in volume, breath support, hoarseness, and fatigue increasingly are sending older adults to ear, nose, and throat medical specialists for advice. The causes? Most age-related changes in voice quality manifest after the age of 60. Physiological changes to the multi-layered vocal folds or cords within the larynx or voice box, along with the effects of conditions like reflux or age-related diseases such as Parkinson's disease, may not be reversible. After several decades of relatively stable voice, noticeable change can occur later in your life. As our bodies age, we lose muscle mass, our mucous membranes thin and become drier, and we lose some of the fine coordination that we had in younger years. It's no surprise that these changes occur in the larynx as well. And this leads to changes in your voice. Your doctor may call these changes vocal cord atrophy or bowing, presbyphonia, or presbylaryngitis. Symptoms. Some common vocal changes that happen with age include a shakiness or tremor in the voice, reduced voice volume and projection, difficulty being heard by others, a higher pitched voice, often in men, or a lower pitched voice in women, as well as reduced vocal endurance. As you age, you and your peers may experience a reduction in hearing ability, which amplifies the problems of voice changes and speaking quieter as you age. Treatments. Speech therapy is often effective in helping older adults project their voice more efficiently and with less effort. A speech language pathologist can design a vocal fitness program for you that can help to improve the health of your voice. In some cases, medical or surgical treatment may be an option to help improve the strength, steadiness, or endurance of your voice. Even if you haven't experienced any age-related changes in your voice, it's a good idea to exercise your voice. Just like physical fitness programs can help keep your body strong as you age, working out your voice can help keep it strong. The American Academy of Otolaryngology recommends reading a book or a paper out loud for 10 to 15 minutes at a time, two or three times a day, and singing along with the radio. When to get help. Almost all problems relating to the voice are treatable, and while hoarseness and vocal difficulties may just be a sign of aging, any change in your voice could be a warning sign that something else is wrong. An otolaryngologist will be able to rule out more serious health concerns and can suggest treatments to help you get your old voice back. And now, five ways our voices change as we age. If your voice doesn't sound quite like it used to, it's probably not your imagination. Again, it's called presbyphonia, and thanks to natural changes within the larynx or the voice box that occur as part of the aging process, your voice can take quite a different character as you age. While many adults preserve their youthful voice into older age, there are some common changes you might notice. Your voice sounds thinner. According to Lee Ask, director of the Johns Hopkins Voice Center, the scientific term for this is vocal asthenia, and then it describes a less rich, less resonant sound that is a common complaint among older adults. As the multi-layered vocal cords or folds within the larynx suffer muscle loss over time, they often become thinner and less pliable. because they're not vibrating as effectively or tightly together, the resulting voice doesn't have the oomph that it used to deliver. Second, your voice sounds rougher. Imagine your larynx as a musical wind instrument. It requires effective vibration for a beautiful, clear sound, and anything that interferes with the necessary closure of the vocal folds together will erode the quality of the sound you produce. As vocal cords get more stiff with age, along with other insults to the larynx like reflux or smoking, they may become bowed and curve inward rather than vibrating tightly together. The net result can be a scratchy, hoarse voice. Your voice might sound less loud. Aging affects projection and volume of the voice as well. In addition, while many older adults exercise regularly and maintain strong lung capacity, those with compromised respiratory systems may find their voices are quieter because they simply don't have the breath to support to maintain their former voice, force, and volume. Your pitch might change. According to Clark Rosen, professor of otolaryngology at the University of Pittsburgh and director of the university's Voice Center, a woman's pitch typically drops over time, whereas a man's pitch actually rises slightly with age. We don't know exactly why this occurs, said Rosen. Like other vocal shifts, changes in pitch may also be due to atrophy of the muscles in the vocal folds, and in women, it may be thanks in part to hormonal changes leading up to and past menopause. We do know there's quite a consistent pitch change by gender. You might have vocal fatigue. If your voice starts strong but fades throughout the day, vocal fatigue may be to blame. Like any fatigue, fatigue of the voice is usually related to overuse. If your voice gets tired, it tends to feel worse in the evening compared with earlier in the day, and that's when people feel it. Dinner is usually a more social meal, and having to push your voice to be heard can leave you feeling tired and isolated. The impact of a changing voice. Indeed, people who have difficulty being heard in social situations may cope by speaking less, putting them at risk of withdrawal and depression. Asked points out that more research has been conducted on the effects of hearing loss on quality of life and even cognitive performance. We don't know if the same isolating effects occur as a result of voice problems, he observes, but it takes two to tango. One speaking, one listening. Among people who just can't get loud or be heard, it's likely to manifest more in social situations than when you're staying home. How common are age-related voice problems? The University of Pittsburgh's Clark Rosen says there's no clear data about the prevalence of voice issues among older people. This is a relatively new disorder, he says. I started practicing as an otolaryngologist about 20 years ago, and I didn't see older patients with voice complaints for the first 5 or 10 years. We didn't really discuss voice problems related to aging. Now, I see these patients all day long. Rosen says we don't know enough about the aging process yet to nail down an age-specific prevention strategy, though practicing good so-called vocal hygiene will help you preserve your voice. Drink plenty of water, avoid screaming and yelling, and avoid smoking. Don't abuse your voice, especially when it's compromised, such as during a cold or flu when your vocal cords are already swollen. Both Rosen and Asked agree. Communication is a basic human need. If you're hoarse for more than 2 weeks, especially without a trigger like a cold or flu, or if you're a longtime smoker, Seek out the advice of your doctor, since you may be at risk of a more serious problem, like vocal cord nodules or even laryngeal cancer. More minor issues like fatigue and diminished loudness can be improved through voice therapy, in which a speech specialist can help you see your voice more effectively and use it with less effort. And now, how to sound younger as you age. Our culture definitely values youth, and while we may do all we can to maintain an anti-aging lifestyle, to look good and age slowly, it's possible that our voices might give us away. Changes in the structure and tissues within the larynx can produce changes to the aging voice, known as presbyphonia. Some of the differences you may hear involve shifts in pitch, volume, and resonance, and these differences are telling of age, but is it possible to sound younger? I posted this question to Clark Rosen, director of the University of Pittsburgh's Voice Center. As an otolaryngologist, Rosen treats patients with voice problems from misuse, illness, and age. In many ways, study of the aging voice is in its infancy, and we don't have all of the answers about the precise aging process of the larynx. It's not a simple answer, since voice production is complicated. Singing, for example, involves your body from your kneecaps to the top of your head. We don't know yet if there's an age-specific preventive voice strategy for people, say, in their 50s, to adhere to in order to avoid voice problems later. But there are things you can do to sound young as long as possible. In fact, Rosen says older adults are seeking help from ear, nose, and throat specialists like never before. Baby boomers are staying involved in the workplace as consultants, teachers, or serving on local boards in the community. They've taken good care of their hearts, their lungs, and their bodies, and they want to make sure they preserve their ability to communicate with confidence as they age. Here are some tips for sounding as young as you can. Practice good vocal hygiene. As Rosen explains, we all learned as kids that dental hygiene involves doing something, or multiple things, every day to make sure that we have healthy teeth for the rest of our lives. It's the same thing with daily vocal habits to keep your voices healthy and strong. Rosen recommends drinking lots of water, not smoking, and avoiding abuse of the voice, such as yelling, screaming, or excessive clearing of your throat, especially when the vocal cords are inflamed due to cold or infection. Monitor how much you abuse your voice, in what situations you could talk in a more appropriate tone or volume to allow those vocal folds to heal. Watch your pitch. According to the National Center for Voice and Speech, speaking at a pitch that's either too low or too high can strain your vocal cords. If you suspect that your pitch is inappropriate for you, consider seeking the help of a trained speech therapist. To get an idea of the natural pitch for your voice, try saying, "mm-hmm," as if you are answering in agreement with someone. Carry that note or pitch over as you begin a sentence. If you typically speak at a pitch that's higher or lower than this, you may be putting undue strain on your voice. The National Center for Voice and Speech also cites the notes at which you naturally cough or laugh as signs of your own perfect pitch. Avoid reflux. Rosen cautions that in recent years, laryngopharyngeal reflux, or backwash of irritating stomach acids into your larynx, has been blamed for too many cases of chronic hoarseness. While true reflux is difficult to diagnose with certainty, Rosen says that hoarseness upon waking in the morning, especially if a scratchy voice improves during the day, as more mucus is produced and the body starts to heal the inflammation, is a pretty good indication of reflux problems, even in the absence of heartburn symptoms. If this sounds familiar, avoid triggers like caffeine, alcohol, acidic or spicy foods, and eating within 3 or 4 hours of bedtime. Ask your physician for advice and whether anti-reflux medication is a good option for you. Exercise regularly. The same rules that govern a healthy lifestyle aimed at keeping your body young, that is, getting enough regular exercise and eating a nutritious diet, can help you maintain a youthful voice as well. Staying fit will maintain your posture and musculature, both of which support a strong, resonant voice, and also provides an outlet for stress relief. Chronic stress not only adversely affects your longevity, but can lead to tension and fatigue, which have negative effects on your voice, according to the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders. Plump up your folds. The same types of injections that make lips look more full and youthful can also help you sound younger. Ear, nose, and throat specialists use a procedure called vocal cord augmentation, in which fluids are injected into the deepest muscle layers of the vocal folds to ensure that the vocal cords vibrate tightly together for the best resonant sound. This procedure ranges from a temporary, few months to 1.5 years, to permanent, when the injectable materials are surgically implanted. "We get good results from these procedures," said Lee Ask, director of Johns Hopkins Voice Center. "Patients usually sound louder and their voice is improved. Still, there's a risk of side effects like bleeding, and it's uncomfortable. It also works best in conjunction with voice therapy." The bottom line: while older adults may have simply accepted a failing voice in the past, baby boomers generally expect to be able to communicate with all their youthful enthusiasm and force well into their later years. If you're struggling with the sense that you're sounding older than you prefer, keep yourself in good health to support your body's voice production, and if you want more guidance, consult your ear, nose, and throat specialist or speech pathologist for advice on therapy for your aging voice. And now from the University of Iowa Voice Academy, 3 parts of speech. Taking responsibility for your vocal health starts with understanding how the system works. To do that, you must appreciate the production steps: respiration, phonation, and articulation. Respiration, where air fuels the system. Respiration's in the body's cyclic intake of exhalation of air. When you prepare to breathe, the diaphragm, large muscle below the lungs, drops, causing the volume within the lungs to expand, and air swoops in the nose or mouth, down through the larynx and into the trachea or bronchi, and finally, the lungs. Phonation, larynx sound makers. Most of the time, air swishes by the vocal folds, which remain open or abducted. To make voice, however, the vocal folds are brought together. When we do speak, it's always on the exhalation of air. As air whooshes by them, vocal folds ripple, snap, and hum, not unlike flags blowing in the wind. The faster your folds vibrate, the higher the pitch of your voice. That is not due to the speed of the respiration, but rather the voluntary shaping of your vocal folds. Speech doesn't emerge until waves are shaped into specific sounds through the magic of articulation. If you could hear voice at the level of vocal folds before the articulators shape the sound into speech, the sound would be a buzzing noise. Air pressure is also related to voice loudness. To produce a louder voice, your vocal folds must be closed tightly together, and that requires more pressure from the lungs. Articulation. We have speech in all 19 points between the vocal folds and the lips allow us to produce speech. Some are the lips, teeth, palate, tongue, vocal cords, nasal cavity, uvula, and jaw. Each part plays a special part in creating specific sounds. In English, we don't use all of our articulators in the same way that some other languages do. We don't have that French rolling R, and we do not click and pop as featured in certain African dialects. Now, nature versus nurture a voice. Science can tell us how voice is produced, but what determines the way your voice sounds? Genetics? Environment? Little research is available since most genetically related also grow up together. It's difficult to separate genetic and environmental influences. Voice scientists suspect both factors play a role. It may not surprise you that genetic factors influence vocal quality. After all, voice qualities are largely determined by the size and shape of your larynx, neck, throat, and facial structures, all determined by genetics. But the influence of environment is too strong to be ignored. Consider regional accents or a family whose members all speak too loudly. Psychological factors such as abuse, low self-esteem, fear, or grief can cause a virtual lump in the throat. Many emotional problems have a way of appearing in the voice. So you can't change your social history, and you can't easily change the anatomical shape of your voice-producing structures, but you certainly can de-stress your body. Try a vocal stress buster. Use yawns. Recreate that relaxed feeling you get after awakening with a refreshing nap. Open your mouth wide and yawn. Let some air escape. Your throat feels open and easy. Open your mouth wide and yawn again. Sigh a little as you release air. Yawn again, and this time making a full-blown sigh in your exhalation. This technique makes voice feel easy, doesn't it? It's called your easy voice. A yawning sigh technique is actually a form of voice therapy. Well, I hope that you have found these articles informative. I found them particularly helpful and understandably relevant since using my voice is appropriately critical when practicing and recording these articles. You might even have noticed my voice being a bit stressed at the end of last week's program on retirement. I sometimes have to stop and take a little swig of water before going on. Well, I hope your voice is as you wish it to be. If not, there are some ideas expressed in this program to help you out. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Squeak. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Squeak. I hope you'll join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.